Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson and Suzhou University in Suzhou, China, have agreed to a partnership that will include a joint program between Bard's Conservatory of Music and Suzhou's School of Music, which will open its doors in the fall. Dr. Robert Martin is director of the Bard College Conservatory of Music and says it's the conservatory's first such program abroad.
You know, it's a new, but the Bard Conservatory is new. It started in 2005. It still feels quite new. And with a particular educational philosophy, which is that young musicians need and deserve to get a broad liberal arts education. And to have this endorsed in a country that arguably represents the future of Western classical music is very exciting.
He says the partnership will also enhance Bard College's international presence.
It's really part, I would say, of a long-term commitment on Bard's part for international collaborations. The specific connection with China was very much enhanced by the fact that we took the Conservatory Orchestra and the Bard Music Festival in June of 2012 to seven cities throughout China.
He says he's been traveling to China for many years, as Bard recruits several students for the Bard Conservatory from mainland China. Enter a connection between a graduate of Bard's Conservatory and the dean of the nascent Suzhou University School of Music, and that's how the partnership took off. He says the partnership has three components. First,
the Suzhou University School of Music will offer a five-year double degree program, which is modeled on the Bard Conservatory curriculum, which is an unusual one, in which the students get two degrees. One is the Bachelor of Music degree, which is the standard one, and the other is a Bachelor of Arts in some field other than music.
The dual degree program is required for Bard Conservatory students, but will be optional at Suzhou. That's because few music students in China have formal training in subjects other than music by the time they get to college. Cellist and conductor Hequin Wu is dean of Suzhou's School of Music and says he hopes students ultimately will want to pursue dual degrees.
I want to bring this such a creative and innovative idea of training musician to China. So we don't right now making this as a requirement for every student at the School of Music at the Suzhou University. I hope this will, will get recognized not by the educators, also by the future students. They find this such a new way of studying music, not just only focus on your violin sonata or cello concertos or piano concertos. We also study something beyond music.
Wu, who has taught at colleges in the U.S., including at Wellesley College in Massachusetts, says the idea of pursuing a dual degree will likely take time to become harmonious to music students in China, though he thinks having another subject accompany music in higher education is the future.
I think the Europeans, the Chinese, we think about music, you just have to play your instrument well. And still in such, I would call it a 19th century of way of training musicians, you know. It's more artisan than artist. Yes, some very good ones that came out from the... But after many years, you ask yourself such questions. Since I'm in a position as a dean, you know, we are in such a competitive world in terms of with other music schools. Why students have to come to you? You must ask yourself many hundreds, thousands of times, what can you offer to the students? You know, if a Juilliard school can offer, if Paris Conservatoire can offer, why they have to come to you? Or Shanghai is so near to Suzhou, only 20-minute train ride, why they have to come to School of Music at the Suzhou University, where it's not famous for music study.
He notes students in China pursuing music begin such a course of study in primary school. In addition, there is no direct translation for liberal arts.
You know, in China, we don't have so-called a liberal arts college. People don't quite understand what it is called liberal arts education.
Bard Conservatory's Dr. Martin describes the second component of the partnership with Suzhou University.
The two presidents have agreed that we will actively explore creation of what we're calling the Bard College Liberal Arts Academy in Suzhou University. And that would be for students in any field, and that would be a four-year regular bachelor's program, but modeled on the Bard kind of education. So instead of, you know, the European and Russian and Chinese university system is that you pick one field, you know, mathematics or computer science or whatever, and basically 90% of what you do is just that field, and you do it from the day you arrive.
The third component is a student exchange program. Heckwin Wu says the partnership marks another first for his school and possibly for all of China in that professors are being recruited worldwide.
This effect was the first time, I think not only in music, in higher education, open to the world to have an international search. The president of the Suzhou University made it very clear right at the beginning, don't make a language requirement for the future faculty. This also opens up even wider doors for the applicants.
For now, Bards Martin is focusing on the new partnership in China before developing any other plans to copy the format elsewhere. And Wu says a successful partnership at Suzhou University School of Music could serve as a model for other such partnerships in China and contribute to a long-term change in higher music education. Reporting for WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.